Now, we are going to shift our attention to seven different countries in Africa, but we're going to start with Allegheny County in Pittsburgh, and a Coolidge scholar by the name of Oyana Kubini. And Oyana is a senior at Fox Chapel Area High School, and she is doing some very interesting work that involves distribution of books to people in Africa. Good morning. Thank you for being with us. Tell us, tell me and folks listening a bit about the work that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure. So I'm involved in this organization known as the Mtindo Network. And the Mtindo Network, it actually started out as kind of an off-route of the Students for Liberty organization there in Africa. There was a philosopher and an economist named George Ayite. He's a very famous Ghanaian economist. And a lot of the students there in Africa, they kind of banded together to advocate for the principles of liberty, economic mobility, capitalism, individual rights, and so on. And two of those people from this group of Students for Liberty, named Dennis Boa Oscar and another one of my friends, Gideon Onduri, they started the Mtindo Network. And the goal and the whole mission of this organization has been to spread the values of individual rights and liberty through books and through lectures by economists, both here in the U.S. and there in Africa as well.
How did you get involved? And this has to be something you've got a passion for. There's many ways you could spend your free time or the time you have, many very valuable charitable ways or in service that you can spend. But this is one that clearly meant a lot to you. So how did that come about?
Yeah, absolutely. So it all started with me actually writing for organizations like the Foundation for Economic Education and bonding with one of the leaders there, Lawrence Reed. And essentially what I was doing is writing about these same ideas, liberty, individual rights, and so on. But I was writing about it from the perspective of a Ukrainian. So I'm Ukrainian originally. And after 2022, after the war started, I knew that I had a duty to advocate for these values. Everyone in the diaspora has a duty to advocate for these ideas, because my friends, the people that I grew up with, they're literally fighting and risking their lives for these ideas, and it's the least I could do. So I started doing that. And through this organization, the Foundation of Economic Education, these two men from the Mtindo Network, they read my articles and reached out to me saying that we have a lot in common. Wow. Like, and we really need a person in the United States, especially a young person that kind of understands our perspectives, to advocate for us and help grow this organization. Would you be interested? And I said, absolutely, and I went all in.
That's amazing. Tell me where your articles are. Can people read the original articles you were talking about that you've published?
Yeah, so they are on the Foundation for Economic Education site, and there are a few others, like the Eurasia Network, I think, that I've also written for. You could find them online.
So they noticed your articles, and this is the folks at, it's Mtindo Network. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Let me
yes.
Spell it, though. It's M-T-I-N-D-1. let me get it right. The word Mtindonetwork. So Mtindo, Mtindo Network .org.
Yes, exactly.
And is Mtindo, is that a word? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Matindo is a word in Swahili, and it can kind of mean two things, but predominantly the way that we use it is to mean movement. This is a movement of young people that are, we have kind of contrarian ideas, in fairness, but we band together because we believe that these are really important values to advocate for, and yeah.
Contrarian ideas within the group, or how people you are working with might feel?
I would say that just in general with the trends that we're seeing in youth, our ideas are not necessarily very popular per se, because we are big fans of capitalism, and that's kind of, you know, that's a word that some people kind of feel a certain way about.
Well, and things, I think most things taken to the extreme might cause some people to have feelings one way or another. But I think, at least from what I've read about your work, you're simply trying to introduce the concept of how supply and demand works, how free enterprise works, and those sorts of things. And that information, it sounds like, would not be readily available otherwise. So have you identified specific books to send overseas? How did that project come about?
Yeah, so we do have several books that we distribute, many, many books. So for example, there's a guy named Saeftin Amous, and he is affiliated with Columbia University. And he wrote a book on the principles of economics that we distribute. Those are kind of a general outline of the capitalist perspective on all kinds of different economic issues and how individuals play a role in the economy, subjective value, and so on. Then we also have kind of more children's books that we distribute as well. There's a Hawaiian professor that we have worked with to do that. And there's actually a man in Pittsburgh that he's originally from Pittsburgh, Bruce Kerber, who wrote The Divine Economy Theory. And this has really taken off there because it's kind of a cohesive economic model in the sense that it combines spirituality, economics, philosophy all into one kind of integrated system that people can apply to their individual lives and to functions of government.
Do you think it's important to understand these principles, whether you intend to fully adopt them or not? You need to understand them to interact with societies that have capitalism at their core, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's actually true for socialism as well. You need to kind of understand what makes a person think a certain way, what their kind of value hierarchy is, and why they're thinking in that kind of manner to accurately be able to communicate with them and to actually be able to make your points and possibly reach some sort of agreement.
Have you been to Africa as part of the distribution efforts? And tell me where you've gone and how that's gone.
So that is one of my goals, is to go to Africa. But currently, I'm kind of doing the more U.S.-based side of things. And I have people there in Africa that are doing the physical distribution. What we did was, initially, we thought, okay, so I'm going to be the one that's convincing all these professors in the U.S. and in the EU to allow us to distribute their books, because there's all kinds of copyright problems with that.
Oh, yes.
Yes, definitely. But we were thinking, okay, how do we send these books over? If we're shipping those books, it's going to cost a lot of money. Just international shipping is crazy expensive. And we want to make this as affordable as possible so that we can send these books to as many people as possible. And we kind of reached the decision like, all right, we're going to have a distribution center there. We fundraised money to build a printing center there so that we'd be able to actually print those books there and distribute them instead of having to ship them internationally.
That's smart, and that takes a lot of work. Who else is working on this in the United States with you? Is it a large team? Are they all based in Pittsburgh?
So in the United States, I'm actually the only person. So,
wow.
Yeah. Everyone else is there in Africa, predominantly in Uganda, but we do have some friends from other kind of organizations across Africa that help us as well.
That's a huge responsibility. So you're making, or I guess establishing, the relationships with the authors and publishers to arrange for books to be printed in the nations you want to distribute them in.
Exactly, yes.
Wow, that is a lot to do. You've got to be super proud of what you've been able to do.
I mean, it's truly incredible just to see the impact that it has on people. One of the activities that we do is we put on, like, an African Liberty Forum in the summer, and one of my friends there that I work with, Gideon, he sent me information that there was one student who came all the way from Kenya to Uganda, which was an incredibly long trek just to hear the professors that we arranged to meet and to speak there. So people really care about these ideas, and just hearing stories like that, it really empowers me.
What countries are you working with?
Predominantly Uganda, but also Ghana, Kenya, and a few other countries in Africa as well.
I'm also curious, if I may ask you, a bit about your journey to the United States. When, I imagine that your family came here.
Yes.
What year was that?
So that was 2014. That's right after the war in Donbass happened.
So you... if you're just tuning in, by the way, this is Liliana Kubini. She is a senior at Fox Chapel High School. And in our conversation, she mentioned that her family is from Ukraine. So you yourself came here around the age of 10 or so, it sounds
somewhere
like.
Around there.
You're 18 now. And I would imagine... In fact, you mentioned that you have friends that are in Ukraine, and it must be horrifying to be thinking of them and worrying about them. Are you able to keep in touch at all?
Yes. Since 2022, it's been very difficult just to think, to even conceive of what's going on there. And I do my best to keep in contact with the people that I know there. My uncle, he is a religious worker in Crimea, so he's seen unrest, like, quite a bit. And we keep in contact through online messaging sites like WhatsApp. And sometimes, like, you just can't reach them. But we're lucky in the sense that he lives in a part that's a little bit more calm. And we have been able to reach him and talk. And, yeah, it's difficult, but we do everything that we can to keep in contact.
It's difficult. And it's one of those situations where coping can be hard, but because it seems like there's little you can do. It has to feel... somewhat powerless. Do you find people wanting, well, do you, some people I think would feel shy about asking you questions like this because they might assume right. You really don't want to talk about it. I'm thinking probably you don't mind talking about it because people need to know and understand directly, but I may be wrong. How do you feel about just sharing the situation with other people?
Well, I'm definitely very passionate about advocating for Ukraine. I think even if you take a very kind of America-centered approach to it, Ukraine is a critical ally for this country. Ukraine has done a lot for this country as well throughout history, and I think it's just so critical for America especially, but also Europe, to stand up for Ukraine. And that starts with people just having everyday conversations. If you kind of shut people out from having these kinds of discussions, then you can't really expect them to to come around quite as easily. And so I do talk about Ukraine. I find it difficult to kind of talk about the very personal elements of it, but with my friends or even just in Pittsburgh whenever I can, I do advocate for my country, for my homeland. And I've seen people that are extremely passionate about it despite not having any sort of lineage in Ukraine, people that just care for humanity. It's a very human question. It's a very human problem. So it goes beyond politics, in my opinion.
I agree. And you're very wise the way you're thinking through this and not only reacting to it, but also being proactive regarding what you can do. Now, again, you can learn more about the project that we've been talking about with economics books being made available. Plus, but we haven't talked about the public health aspect of what you're doing. Are those books about general public health issues, hygiene, clean water, those sorts of things?
So most of the books that we do distribute focus on economics, but sometimes we take that economic lens and kind of shine it on public health issues. So we do articulate kind of from the individual. Our whole philosophy starts from the individual and what the individual can do to better their own life. And a part of that is being a healthy person. And so we're a very interested in advocating for individualized and kind of decentralized methods for improving health.
So you can learn more at MTIND, and that's the Swahili word for movement, MTINDO, yes. network.org. is how you can find out more. And we've also put a link on our website. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the program itself?
The program, the distribution program?
Yeah, yes, or just the work you've done with the program.
Yeah, definitely. If you know of anyone who is interested in economics or professors that are passionate about these ideas, we're constantly looking to expand, to consider different perspectives, to have discussions. We have discussions through Zoom as well, pretty often with that one Hawaiian professor that I mentioned earlier. This is indeed a movement. So the more people that join, the more people that buy into the ideas of individual rights and liberty and so on, the stronger it will be and the more people will prosper.
And what are your plans for post-graduation?
Yeah, so we're in the midst of college applications. It's certainly like the pressure's on to kind of figure out what you want to do with your life. And for me, I'm definitely very interested in continuing on this sort of advocacy work. And I have a deep interest in economics. So while I go to college, I would love to be involved in entrepreneurial ventures that serve the people and possibly doing some kind of research. Recently, I've been really interested in the idea of super alignment with AI and how that might be impacting workers here in the U.S. and globally. So that would be kind of the next step of this project is incorporating that super alignment element. But in terms of what I want to study, I'm also interested in medicine, so some kind of cellular and molecular biology would probably be my kind of major.
You've got a lot of options, and whatever you decide this year, you can always go in other directions, too. Thank you so much for being with us. It's really fascinating to learn about the program. Again, it's MTINDO, Matindo. Network.org. Oleana Kubini, thank you for being with us today.